Former Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, who was thankfully pushed out of his job a few months ago due to the bravery of Congressman Matt Gaetz and the Freedom Caucus, which is a small group of America First patriots in Congress, was recently rubbing elbows with his ilk at a New York Times event where he complained that there are just too many white people in the Republican Party and revealed that, as Speaker of the House, he used his power in order to favor non-white candidates during primaries.
Democrats, and they stand up, they look like America. We stand up, we look like the most restrictive country club in America. And I decide then, either I am going to be the leader of a declining end of a party, or I have to change the opportunity in this party.
So the Republican Party was failing, but then he decided to save it by reducing the number of white people.
So I embrace in something else, okay? Since that time, we've elected the most women Republicans, the most minority Republicans ever to the House. But to do so, I'm going to have to ruffle feathers. So for a Republican woman or Republican minority to win, the November election is not their tough election. It's the primary. So what I do is I would engage in primaries.
Engage in primaries, meaning use his position of power to pull strings and cut deals behind the scenes in order to get other members of Congress to endorse the diversity candidate. The Washington Post celebrated him, admitting that he was the DEI, the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Officer of the Republican Party. Kevin McCarthy was once envious that Democrats look like America. Yes, this looks like America. But it turns out it wasn't just his friends at the New York Times that he was preaching his new DEI gospel to. Here he is halfway around the world in Oxford, England, at the University of Oxford, telling them that there are too many white people in the Republican Party.
And when I look at the Democrats, they actually look like America. When I look at my party, we look like the most restrictive country club in America.
That country club reference is a throwback to the old days of America when we actually did have a First Amendment. Most people think that the First Amendment only protects freedom of speech and freedom of religion, but it also protects, or is supposed to protect, used to protect, freedom of association. So if a private club, let's say a country club, a golf club, wanted to have certain kinds of members in their club and didn't want to have other kinds of members, they were allowed to do that. But the Civil Rights Act of 1965 basically usurped the First Amendment and mandated diversity at private clubs. So thankfully, this diversity, equity, and inclusion officer, who was second in line for the presidency as the speaker, yes, it is second in line, first in line, get it, next up is the vice president, then it's the speaker, so he's the third person in the succession of power, but he is second in line for that position. So thankfully, he lost that, and now he's leaving Congress, effective here in just a few weeks, at the end of the year. Bye-bye. This despite just a few months ago when he lost his prestigious role as Speaker of the House, he said he's never going to quit.
I mean, your question is, just give up and quit. I'm the wrong guy to ask that question to. I never quit. I'm not working for some member sitting in our conference. I'm working for this country, and I'm never going to give up on the American people. I'm going to work every day. And you know what? If I come up short today, I'm going to work harder tomorrow. That's what I do.
Not only did he say that, but he posted this video clip on his official Twitter account, captioning it, "I never quit." And so he got epically community noted with this fact check, noting on December 6th, Congressman McCarthy announced his resignation from his congressional seat, contradicting his statement, "He never quits." He wanted President Trump to quit, however, after the mostly peaceful protest at the Capitol on January 6th.
Republican leader Kevin McCarthy told colleagues in the days after the Capitol riot that President Trump, quote, bears responsibilities for his words and actions, and that he would urge him to resign.
Then, like a true politician, he denied that he said that, but it turns out that, well, somebody had him on tape.
McCarthy strongly denied those remarks, but then the New York Times posted the audio recordings. Here's ABC's chief Washington correspondent, Jonathan Carl.
We get the point. He's a complete hypocrite. Then, not reading the room, he decided to let the cat out of the bag and stood in the House chamber and demanded that President Trump face responsibility and called for the January 6th commission to be put together to investigate. I'll spare you the clip. I've played it many times. If you're a regular viewer, you've probably seen it. Then he also called for members of Congress to be banned from Twitter after the mostly peaceful protest. And then when those reports surfaced, he denied that he ever said that. But once again, he was caught on tape.
The audio tonight of House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy and his concerns about members of his own party after what the country, what the world witnessed on January 6th. Leader McCarthy asking at one point about some of his own Republican colleagues asking, can't they take away their Twitter accounts? And saying the country was too crazy.
McCarthy was worried that some of his own colleagues, Republican members of Congress, are fueling the violence.
Let me translate that Orwellian newspeak. He was concerned that some of his Republican colleagues were questioning the outcome of the 2020 election. They have to stop exercising their First Amendment rights and doubting what the government and the media tells them.
He mentions Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz, saying he's going to call him to tell him to knock off his incendiary rhetoric.
So I'm calling Gaetz. I'm explaining to him, this is serious, to cut this out.
He is so concerned, he asks why Twitter, which had recently banned Donald Trump, cannot ban some of his fellow Republican members who he believes are inciting violence.
Can't they take their Twitter accounts away too?
Can't they take their Twitter accounts away too, he said. Speaking of people getting their Twitter accounts taken away, Alex Jones, who was banned in 2018, is, I'm sure you know by now, for telling off Little Brian Stelter's sidekick, Oliver Darcy, for being instrumental in getting him banned from YouTube and all the other platforms. Twitter was the last holdout. Twitter actually didn't go along with the unpersoning all in the same day like virtually everybody else did, but then they did cave into the pressure. Depending on when you're watching this, Alex Jones' account may be restored. Go watch my video if you missed it on Alex Jones' interview with Tucker Carlson. But briefly, yesterday, Elon Musk posted a poll because we politely encouraged him to finally do the right thing and reinstate Alex Jones. So he got caught up to speed about why Alex was actually banned. Again, it wasn't because of his comments about the school tragedy, as crazy as they were. That wasn't why he was banned. It was literally, specifically, cited by Twitter at the time for his conversation, call it a confrontation even, with Oliver Darcy. So then Elon posted the poll yesterday saying, should we reinstate Alex Jones on the platform? Vox populi, Vox Dei. The same thing that he posted when he posted the poll about Donald Trump. It's Latin, meaning something like the will of the people and let it be or whatever. So as you can see, the final results, 71% yes, 29% no. So then Elon responded, the people have spoken, and so it shall be. So I've been sitting here refreshing the page, waiting for it to be restored. And so sometime this morning, this afternoon, this evening, it's bound to happen. And when it does, the media is going to lose their mind. This is going to be one of the top stories either tonight or tomorrow when it finally happens, or maybe both days, because they're going to absolutely lose their mind. And you know, I'm going to be covering it all, and it's going to be fantastic. What else is fantastic is you can save 20% off any of my shirts from ArcDice.com this weekend by using the promo code SANTA at the checkout. So be sure to get your orders in now, slackers. You can get them in time for Christmas, like the Trump Claus sweatshirt or t-shirt, the Water for President Trump mugshot shirt, a Conspiracy Theorist for Right shirt, an Ultra MAGA shirt, Operation Mockingbird, F. Joe Biden, Wanna Buy a Vowel, any of my awesome designs, all available in a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie, and a whole bunch of different colors as well. So head on over to markdice.com and click the link in the description below. Enter the promo code SANTA today to save 20% off anything, and check them out.